Welcome back, guys. It's been a long time since I did this podcast. I haven't been that motivated to do it, especially since I don't get paid. I just do it for fun. Like, this whole podcast stuff is just like a way, just, you know, therapeutic, just, you know, memories and stuff. So what's been going on with me right now is that actually a lot of nothing major. I've just really been just like going to the gym, taking care of the house and just being lazy and all that stuff. I have done some things that are gonna work towards my future, I guess, but like, you know, like the usual Susie stuff and Irish passport or whatever. But in general, nothing's really been going on. I've been trying to figure out what like I really want for this podcast, and I don't know, it's one of those things where I was just like, what do I really want? Like, what am I trying to do for the future? Like, anyways, sorry about that. I had to cut for a minute, something happened. But as I was saying, I don't know, like, I was just like, what do I really want for this podcast? Because I'm not getting paid, so it's like one of those things where it's like, what's the point? But at the same time, it's like, why did I do it? Why did I make this podcast? And I guess essentially it's one of those things where I kind of want to like break out of my shell a little bit, because I'm just trying to be more myself. I was actually just thinking the other day, like, would have been like, I love my friends from the friends I made in Donegal, the friends I've made, the friends I have since in Galway and everything. But I was just like, oh, it'd be nice to have like a couple of friends that were really like into kind of the stuff that I'm into. Because I was just thinking, I would have loved, because I was listening to a bunch of podcasts and I was just thinking, oh, it would be so nice if like I can do podcasts with like a group of friends that are into the same stuff I'm into, like wanting to make podcasts. And you know, I'd be more motivated to do that, be more motivated and actually enjoy my time, and I'd just be, I guess my personality would show a little more, I guess. But that was what I was thinking throughout like the whole week that I didn't do a podcast, because I know originally I wanted to do Thursdays and Saturdays, but then I didn't do Thursdays and Saturdays last week. This week, I don't know. I'm just gonna reduce it to one, because I don't know. It depends on my mood. Like, most of it, I was really inspired at one point to just make a bunch of podcasts, but now, just given the reality, I think I can only make one a week and be dedicated to that one a week. But this is a very long intro. Well, let's just get started. Yeah, let's just start it. But yeah, welcome to the Afterthought Podcast. I might change this name like maybe down the road when I get more professional with it. I don't know. But I was just gonna like talk about, I wanted to just do something different, because I've been talking about like all these different topics, but I wanted to talk about like something more personal. Like, so I was just thinking, you know, just my journey, like, because let's just start this off. In Galway, I know my Galway friends would know that I'm very, like, extrovert, like, I'm really out there with, but that's because, you know, I'm friends with them. I've been friends with them since I was in first year of secondary school. Or second year of secondary school. But I'm friends with them, so I'm very out there when I get comfortable around my friends. But I guess when I moved to when I moved for college, that was when I was on my own, didn't really know anybody, so I was very like shy, very quiet, and it was like a new environment for me as well. I had to adapt to being taking care of myself somewhat, you know, having my own place, making new friends and all that stuff. and making new, obviously, black friends, because I had black friends as a kid, because obviously I was born in Nigeria, came here, had a really close friends of mine that live like not too far away from me, but we're not I would say we're close, we're not close like that, like when we were kids. But obviously, when I get to secondary school, I ended up having a lot of white friends with only one black friend, and that's not a problem. I don't care about that stuff. But obviously, moving and trying to make black friends, because it's been a long, they're far more different. So obviously, I was naturally just shy because I didn't know how to handle them. But you know, I was just in general, I was just really so shy. I was trying to like move out of my shell and everything. But there was one thing I wanted to do, like as a kid, when I was in TY, I remember I had like this really old laptop, and I would make my own my own stories. I wish I had that old laptop, because I tried to make a book one time, but I don't even remember what it was. But just generally as a kid, I love to make stories. But usually when I make stories now, as a kid, yeah, I remember I made a Lego animation thing, and I made before YouTube, I used to have like my dad's actual camera, and just make like toy movies, and it was so fun. And I really wish that those type of memories, I wish I had a video of all those memories I had, but it's in the past now. But I still remember them. But yeah, generally in TY, I think when I wrote a script for a short film, I think that's when I realized that I was really, really into acting and making films and just seeing myself on screen. But the only problem was that I was so shy. Like, I have stage fright. Like, I had stage fright. Well, I believe I had stage fright. Like, I feel like if I were to be recorded to do a film or whatever, I wouldn't be able to do it properly, because I'd be so shy. But I would like make sure I wouldn't show it, but I want to be able to like perform the best. I don't want to seem like I'm acting. I want to seem like I'm playing a character, and people are seeing this character, not, oh, this guy's act. I don't know if you know what I mean. But anyways, I realized that there's a lot I needed to do to reach where I wanted to go. So I had to do a lot of things actually to break out of my shell. And I'm really glad that I made African friends, because they're the most extrovert people I've ever, most of them are anyways. But what I'm trying to say is that I'm really glad that I went through this weird journey of trying to break out of my shell. Like, I remember, like, I was the president of an African society, did public speaking, went to all these public events, started talking to people, just going on dates and shit. Like, small stuff like that really helped me, because at the end of the day, like, one of my hopes and dreams was just to be one of them, like, actors. Like, there's something about telling a story and also acting a story. Like, there's just a different type of feeling I get when I'm able to convey a scene so perfectly, so emotionally, and people can, like, people who watch that can feel so connected with the character. Like, I was watching This Is When They See Us, and I think his name is Corey Wise, the actor that plays Corey Wise. Like, you don't understand how emotional I got when I watched that. Like, I actually cried, and I want to be able to play a character so well, it starts to like resonate with you, it starts to feel real. I don't want to become a Disney Channel actor, as in, like, I don't want to be like, yeah, corny or whatever. But one of the problems I've always had when it comes to acting is that for the past 3-4 years, I haven't really, with the exception of like a little side project I did with my friends, that I wish I still had the videos. It was all jokes anyways, but ultimately I would love to do like serious stuff. But all I'm trying to say is that for the past few years, I've always seen acting as like something I would love to do in the future. But obviously I did like computing and all that stuff, and I actually wanted to do film for college, but yeah, it is what it is. It is what it is, you know, African parents. But actually my parents were really supportive of that, but I don't know, there was I don't know why I didn't look into an act or a film course or whatever like that. But I think it was more like, you don't need to go to college to film to learn how to act, you can just do that on the side or whatever. But that, I don't know, plus we're in Ireland. But what was I gonna say again? But basically what I was trying to say is that one of my many dreams, one of my very few dreams, is that I always wished that I was an actor, and I always wanted to be that type of actor, like Will Smith or Eddie Murphy or Denzel Washington, like an actual proper actor that can actually convey, I don't know how to explain it, but I get this really nice feeling watching actors just be themselves and be able to play a character. But I've never really been able to practice acting professionally, or like I've never gone to an acting class. I've only just messed around with my sister or something and pretending to be a character or do some dumbass accents or watch people and trying to like observe them and trying to like learn their characteristics and trying to get, I don't know, all these little things. But I never really like went to a class. And this summer I told myself that it's time to do it, because one of the things that was holding me back in actually doing acting was that doing acting classes was because I was just so shy. I was like, why am me of all people in Ireland learning how to act? That's not gonna get anywhere. I'm not even good enough. Like, what's the point? I'm not even confident enough, and what if I'm just shit? All these negative stuff just like holding me back. But this time, like, I've grown so much over these 3 years of in college and just doing so many things, and there's just been moments in my life where certain things remind me of why I want to be an actor, but also certain people around me that always remind me of my past times of my first attempt of acting. And they actually really like, I don't know if it's genuine or not, but it always seems genuine to me when they say that I should actually take it up. And so this summer I hope to do acting classes, but that obviously requires money and I need to get a job, and I'm still looking for a job. I don't even know what this was supposed to be about. I just wanted to ramble. But I was supposed to talk about just, you know, being yourself. Like, one thing I noticed is that the person I am in my house is so different to the person I am outside. I've been so used to like changing accents, changing, I don't know what it is, but I think most people will understand. Some people may understand what I'm talking about, where it's like when you're with certain groups of people, your accents, your whole attitude changes. But when you're with another group of people, it's like different, like your accent sounds more, I don't know, weird. I don't know how to explain it, but basically if you're black, yeah, and you know, and you're with your black friends, you talk a different way. But when you're with your white friends, you like talk like a certain way. But I used to not care about that stuff, but I kind of want to just forget about it and just be me, just be more me. Like, I want to act the way I am in my own home, because it's so different. It's just that I'm so used to doing it that I don't even notice when I do it. But I'm trying small to like be more myself, because I really enjoy the type of person I am at my house, because I can be mature, I can be so silly. Because like one thing I remembered in secondary school was that I always used to think I was stupid. I didn't have anything going for me. I back then I always thought like running was the only thing I can do. And I don't know, just there's a lot of things that made me feel like insignificant and stupid and not really worth it, especially with this whole, the whole exams and leaving cert just made me feel so insignificant and so worthless. Like, I don't know, I had some deep rooted, not even deep, but like I had some really weird stuff going in my head when I was secondary school. Like, I didn't think I, like, even when I got a girlfriend back then, I was like, wow, this can't believe this happened to me. And then I was like, oh, if we break up, I don't think I'll ever get one anyways, because look at me. So I had some really insecure problems, but I still tried my best to feel a little bit more confident. But what was it? Oh, I lost my track. Stream of thought. Well, obviously, when I went to college, everything changed, obviously. But what I'm trying to say is, like, a lot of things kind of, like, held me back. Mostly myself. It was mostly myself that held me back from really just being more myself. And I'm myself when I'm with my friends. But I'm talking about, like, I don't like my accents when I'm around my friends, though. There's an accent that I put on with my friends that I do not like whatsoever. It sounds so corny, and I can't help it because I've been doing it since like a first year. But I have a different one when I'm with my family. And then when I'm in Donegal, it depends. I don't know. Like, it changes sometimes. But one thing I noticed in Donegal is that since Donegal is literally just a place for where I just do college, I'm always so focused on my college, so serious, so everything. And sometimes I wish I could just let loose and be like, just talk more. There's like certain moments where I'm with my friends or something up there, and I would like to show a little bit more of myself, but I just literally can't. And it's one of those things where you have to learn to accept who you are. Sometimes you don't need to force yourself to speak. If you can't speak, don't speak. You don't have to force yourself, and that doesn't make you a lesser. It doesn't make you boring. It doesn't make you any whatever. Like, I think one thing I had to learn is that it's not every day you're gonna be the life of the party. It's not every day. Who are you trying to impress? You don't need validation. Like, I realized that I was always seeking validation from certain people. That's why I was always so nice and so always does this. But I think it's one thing you need to learn is that you need to learn when to put your foot down, when you need to learn how to be a man, or you need to learn how to be a woman if you're a girl, obviously. Because you don't have to be nice to everybody. You can be nice to everybody, but you don't have to be too nice to everybody. You need to have backbone. You need to have your own opinion. Don't just follow the crowd. Now, I'm not saying I follow the crowd here, but I know there are moments where I feel like I should have handled myself better in certain situations and brought up my opinion more. I think one thing I was always scared of was to bring out my true, real opinions sometimes. Just in fear of like people not liking it or something like that. So I'd always be like, I don't know, I'd always be scared to like really bring out my real, I'd say something which is true, which I believe, but I'd hold back a little bit because I wouldn't want people to like hate me or something like that. And that's one of those things where it's like, how are you going to get anywhere if you're always tiptoeing around the truth? So you have to speak your own truth no matter what like happens. Like, if someone hates it, you're not always going to please everybody. And that's one thing you have to learn. And especially since I want to be in the acting business, obviously, if you want to be in the acting business, you're going to be in a space where you are going to be criticized from left and right. So you have to be able to understand that the little things you say, people might not like. And you know, that's one thing I learned as well, like accepting myself, accepting who I am and everything, and just you know, I don't really know how to say this, but I'm just very grateful for where I am, I guess. There's still a lot of things I want to, I still a lot of things that I would love to do, and there's still a lot of problems I have, mostly within myself, just not feeling, obviously, there's always this one feeling that I would always not feel good enough. And, you know, I try to, I go to God sometimes, but then I leave God. And I need to, that's one thing I'm actually really bad with, is like consistency with my religion. Never been really consistent with my religion. Like, I would, one moment I'd just be all about him, and then the next moment I'm just gone away from him. And then to the point where I'm just like, is there really a point to come back to him? When I'm just gonna fail all over again. And I guess I'm trying to remind myself that God is forgiving, God is welcoming, but it's one of those things where I need to just need to do it at my own pace. I just can't, like, I was trying my best to be super religious, super this, super that, but I just wasn't, it didn't click. There was a time it did click, then I just, for some reason, just left. And every time I don't know, I always just feel so guilty sometimes, and it just doesn't feel right with me. So I don't know what the right approach is. I'm trying to go back, but I just feel like I should do it at my own pace. I don't want to do too much at such a I don't know if you know what I mean, but anyways, seeking validation. But yeah, don't seek validation. I think that's one thing I learned. When it comes to being yourself, don't seek validation. Accept who you are. Don't be afraid to say what you feel. Speak your own truth. And, you know, when it comes to, again, being yourself as well, is that you have to ask yourself, who are you? Like, what do you do? What's your hobbies? What, you know, all that stuff. It sounds ridiculous, but this is the type of stuff I tell myself. Like, why am I doing this? What do I still want? What are my hopes and dreams? And why? What do I do to lead to that? And I have dreams. Everyone has dreams. Everyone has hopes. That's what motivates us. I remember listening to this woman called Nella Rose, and she was talking about how she can't teach you how to be hungry. You have to find what makes you hungry. And honestly, I know what the reason why I want to be an actor, the reason why I'm in college, the reason why I have all these ideas of activism and all these ideas of wanting to own a business or something and help my people, I think part of it is just due to empathy of people like me that go through certain issues. But not just that, but ultimately I want to be able to provide. I want to be able to have the life that my parents never got to have, and the life that my parents hoped for me to have. I don't want to, again, it's not because I don't want to live my life for my parents. I personally want to live a life where I can be able to provide, be able to inspire people and motivate people, be also be able to make a difference as well. But also, ultimately, I just want to. I don't know how long I'll have my family in with me. But I hope for them to live long enough to see me succeed, and for me to be able to treat them, especially my mom. No hate to my dad, obviously. I love my dad, but so it's a different type of love when it comes to your mom. But especially my mom, because me and my mom always had all these like these things like, oh, one day we'll buy a house, we'll make our own house, one day we'll do this restaurant thing. And I would love to do that for her, you know. But, you know, ultimately it's just that I've come in a place where what makes me hungry is that the thing that makes me hungry is my family, the situation I have with my family, the situation I'm in right now. And I have been for a while with my family. people that are close to me would know what that is. Just, it's frustrating. It really is. It really is. Sometimes I think about it, but sometimes I tell myself not to, because it's just gonna make me sad and just make me too stressed. And I think one of the things that I learned that has always held me back, and my friends have always tried to tell me not to think too much of it, is that I'm putting too much pressure on myself because I'm the firstborn, and I'm also, for some reason, I'm also like, what's the word? I put too much pressure, and I'm also feeling that I'm not good enough. And one of those things, it's one of those things where everything I do, everything I've done, I always feel like it's not enough. I always feel like there's something I need to do more. And that can be a good thing, but also a bad thing. Like when it comes to activism, I always feel like there's so much more to do. But at the same time, I feel like what I'm doing is good. And that kind of brings me to my next point with like the whole activism thing with the Sudan uprising. Like I truly feel bad for what's going on in Sudan, and I really thought I was doing something, making a true difference, like with the whole raising awareness, turning whatever I do to raise awareness, talking about it in my podcast. I really did feel like I was making some sort of difference, some sort of change. But sometimes I feel like it was just a placebo effect. Like, what if all this turning your profile blue, talking about raising awareness, was just a placebo effect to validate myself from feeling that I actually did something, when in reality, the people who really do something are the people who actually have notoriety, power, some credentials. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like people who actually have the money to actually make a difference. And I just feel like true activism is being able to get a group of people, like-minded people, and just make something out of it and try and do something for a cause. I don't know what true activism is, to be honest. I feel like true activism is just being able to change a situation, a bad situation, socially, or being able to raise awareness of a situation in the world and getting more people to follow, to feel empathy. I don't know, but at the end of the day, if you're raising awareness from left and right, and all you're doing is raising awareness, and there's still these people are still suffering, did you really do anything to change that? Like, is there real change? Because if it's just like, it's like we can protest all we want, but what are we doing to change these things? And that's where I am right now. Yeah, I made a petition. I would love to donate, but I have no money. All I could do was raise awareness, but I didn't feel like it was enough, and I feel like it was just fake activism to me. But I'm not saying the people that do this they're fake. I'm just, to me personally, I felt like I was just not doing what I'm supposed to do, and I realized that there's limitations to what I can do, and I should just always keep that in mind, that no matter how, from where I am right now, I can scream Black Lives Matter, I can scream Save Sudan all I want, but truly, truthfully and honestly, I'm not doing anything to change any of their situations besides just raising awareness. And I feel like there's more to just raising awareness. Like, if I truly had the power and money, I would really try and do something to change the narrative of Black people. And if I truly had money and power, I'd be able to give food to Sudan. I don't know, like, I don't even know, that's the thing, I don't even know what I would do if I had money and power. I just know that I would try and change something, but I wouldn't even know how to change those things. And I think that's where I am right now, where I just don't know what I would do with all that power and money, and how I would, like, if I had that power and money, how would I change anything? Like, how, what I do to change it? Like, I know what to do with black people, but I don't know. It's a very confusing thing, but I just feel like I'm very. What? I just feel like, I don't know. I feel like I was just very naive, and I thought that I was doing something, and I still think I am, because at least I care enough to try and do something the best I could. But I just feel like there's so much more that can be done. I'm not trying to do this because everyone else is doing it, because I've been following this for a while now. I'm not trying to do this for my own self. I try to make myself, oh, see, I'm a good person. I generally like do care about African issues and black issues and issues. I know there are other issues, but mainly these are the ones I care about the most. But you know, when I do get, that's what makes me hungry. The fact that I can't do the, actually, yeah, that's what really makes me hungry. Being able to feel helpless and not being able, and being feeling that you, there's more you can do but you can't do because you're limited. I think that's what makes me hungry. Being, feeling limited, especially when with anything, like even with the whole family situation, feeling limited that you can't change the situation you're in right now, but you can work towards changing that. But it's like, it's all about patience, I guess. That's what I'm trying to tell myself anyways. But it's all about patience, and hopefully one day I will reach that. And again, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, that's why I love acting, man. It's like an escapism. It's like there's different stories, different, you know, you can convey so much in like film, and people can feel that because they can relate to it. And I feel like if I were an actor or a writer, and that's one thing I need to tell myself. Actually, no, we can talk about that later. If I was a writer or director or actor or whatever, I would be the type of person to try and make something that you can really relate to, you can really feel. But you can only do so much. If you're not a good actor, how are you going to be able to, how is someone be like, I have to be a really good actor for you, for people to feel these things. Like, if I wasn't a good actor, if I was a Z-list Instagram actor, how are you gonna feel something like that? You have to, I want to be able to like Denzel Washington Training Day type of actor, or This Is Us type of actor, you know what I'm saying? Like this, when They See Us type of actor, you know, even Black Panther type of actor, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but you know, I am very limited, but I'm working to surpass my limits. That sounds like an anime thing, but generally I feel like the feelings I've had for the past few years, for the past few months, is just always feel like, I think one thing that always makes me feel so sad is that I feel limited. I feel not good enough. But that's mainly because I put so much stress, so much pressure on myself to feel like, I always feel like I need to do this, I need to do that, but I can't do this because I just don't have what I need right now. But then it's like, what can I do to get that? And it's just being patient about it. And I need to, but it's not just also being patient. I need to get out of my comfort zone. I've done so much for the past 3 years, but there's one thing that's holding me back, and I need to do it to get out of my comfort zone. And I need to force myself to get out of my comfort zone. Because ultimately, if I want to be an actor or any of these things, I need to get out of my comfort zone and just do what needs to be done and put myself out there. But it's one of those things where I need to, these type of things, like doing the podcast, really helps me get out of my comfort zone little by little. Because how I work is that, okay, I want to be able to open this jar, but I can't because I'm not strong enough. So what do? I do push-ups so I can work towards being able to open this jar, if you get me. So I've done so many of these little things, like being a public speaker in this public speaking society, running a society, doing modeling, all these little things to get out of my comfort zone so I can work towards my ultimate goal. So I feel like the reason why I've always felt like not good enough is because of my limitations and not being where I want to be currently. Well, not being where I want to be, and just the frustration of what goes on in my life, in my family, and knowing that I'm capable of changing that, but not being able to change it now is what's frustrating. But what keeps me hungry is the fact that I'm limited to my own surroundings, but there's possibilities of surpassing those limits only if I break free and break out of my comfort zone. And I think that's what ultimately makes me hungry, I guess. Just the limitations of it all and knowing that I can do more, I guess. So I think ultimately it's just telling myself not to put too much pressure on myself. And yeah, that's it. But that's basically it. I don't know how or what's gonna happen in the future, but I do know that if I'm doing the right things and if I find the right opportunities, I'm going to succeed. I just have to keep on believing in myself and surround myself with positivity and people that are like-minded as myself. But I don't know. I do know. Obviously not everything is going to go as planned, and I need to realize that. But if I work at it again, like I have this cousin in America. She's from Minnesota, but she's in LA right now. I remember when she came to our house, to Ireland one time. I didn't even know I had a cousin in America. She's talking about how she loves acting, how she does doing that, and just like, obviously I was shy to talk to her, but if I were to talk to her now, I'd probably be way better. I don't know, I should probably start talking to her more, but I always get shy talking to my family members. But I remember she was just talking about all these little things that she'd want to do, and she just did it. Like, she's in LA right now. She's doing a Netflix thing. She's works for Warner Brothers. She's done all these cool things. Like, she was an assistant for, I think, Issa Rae or something. Well, you know, she did some, I don't remember the little things. I don't remember. There's something, one thing she did in particular that really amazed me, but I can't remember it right now. But what I'm trying to say is that she had a dream. She pursued that dream and she did it. There's also this woman, as well, that used to be in my college. Wonderful person. She used to run an international society. And I remember one day I was in the bus to Galway, and she was in the bus going to Mayo, and we had the biggest conversation. I think she's the reason why I did the whole society thing, because she's talking to me about just following your dreams and being yourself. And I don't remember the conversation vividly, but she had knowledge. She definitely came from a background of people that does things. Like, she has her family runs a business, so she's always been very business oriented. She told me about the importance of networking and everything, and you can tell she has so much obviously she's still learning, but you can tell her head is in the right place and she has a vision, and she sees that vision. Sorry about the noise. And And basically, you know, what was I saying again? Yeah. So she was saying all these things. She told me, she told me some of what she wants to do. Like, she wanted to go to Thailand, no, an Asian country. I don't know where it is. I don't remember. But now I see her now. She's doing modeling. She wanted to do, I think she said she wanted to teach English in an Asian country or something. I don't really remember. It's been a long time. But seeing her now, like, she's amazing. Like, she's doing modeling now. Like, she's gone places that I didn't even think she would go. Like, I didn't expect it. Like, she's capable of doing these things. But what I'm trying to say is, when it comes to following your heart, following your dreams, I think one thing you need to know is that, one thing you need to keep in your, like, need to do is that when you say you'll do something, you will do it, and you find out a way to do it no matter what, and you have to stick to that idea until for day one. Don't ever forget it, because if you forget it, that's when you never reach where you want to go. Like, oh my god, I wish I had a really good quote, but I'm not gonna force any super inspirational quote. But I think when you see yourself somewhere and you imagine it, I think it only becomes a reality when you act upon it. That's what I feel. And if you really wanted it, you would definitely try and get it. Like, how bad do you want it? Like, how hungry are you? Like, again, you can't, like she said, like Nana Rose said, no one can teach you how to be hungry. You have to find out what can make you hungry. You know, you can starve all your life. You can really, like, starve to death if you don't, like, I don't even know what I'm trying to say, but you can starve all your life, but you need to find something to really eat so you don't have to be hungry anymore. Because if you're hungry, you would do anything to try and eat that food. Anything, really. Like, you know what it feels like to be hungry, especially as a college student. Feeling hungry. No, okay, now I'm just going diverging or whatever. But before I leave, I wanted to do this nice little thing, just so, I've seen people do this, it's like, you know, a message to my future self. This would be a message to my future self in probably 5 years, so I'm 21, so maybe when I'm like 25, or that's not 5 years at all, 26, I guess, I don't know. I'm supposed to talk about my flaws, oh my god. Okay, I guess one of my flaws would be, you know, this is like a message to my future self. Do not, and I repeat, do not go back to the things that ruin your life. Okay. Whatchamacallit? Don't be more yourself. Don't be afraid to speak out. Being weird isn't bad. And try not to be too, don't be too awkward, and don't force conversation. Not everything is for you. You don't have to please anyone. And and when it comes to girls, don't worry too much about that stuff yet, because it is what it is. You find someone. Don't think too much about it. Like, obviously, yeah, there'll be days where you want to feel like cuddling with somebody. There'll be days you want to, you know, want to think about, you know, your future boo. But ultimately, just don't. It's not worth it. Don't give yourself to anybody unless they deserve you. Remember, you are a prize as well. It's not everyday worship, people. Or it's not everyday, oh, I deserve you. It's, you know, like, remember, you have to remember, you are a prize as well. Like, you are an amazing person. You have so much things to live for. You have so much going for you. You have to remember that people would love to have you in their life, and you need to realize your potential, and don't be scared of doing things that you are, like, don't be scared to do things on your own. Don't be scared to ask for help. Don't be scared to just break free. Like, this is basically what I've been talking about for the whole podcast, but learn to cope with new things. Like, when you're faced with a new challenge, don't feel hesitant to not do them. Work your way to complete it and do your best at it. When it comes to your entertainments, stuff you like, keep going at it because you never know where it will take you. Don't stop. And with that, go back to doing your website thing. I hope you're doing your website stuff, because I know you used to like really like used to write all that, like your blogs and all that stuff. You should go back to it. Like, I know you said that you only do it when you're inspired, but there's been so many things that you think about in your head because and you never write it. And that's one of my problems with you, because you always do things and then you stop doing it because I don't know what, you just lose interest. But one of the things I hate about you as well is the fact that you have so many cool moments that you think about these cool concept story ideas and you never write it down. You start writing it down. So I hope in 5 years time you've been writing stuff down. And also with reading, keep reading more and keep searching, keep trying to figure out what you want. And I swear to God, if you don't have your license by then, you're actually a waste man. I won't lie, like I'll actually slap you, like even though I can't slap, like I don't think I can slap you from here, but if I could, I'll slap you. If you don't have a car, if you don't have a license. Also, I hope you have a job. I hope you've done some bit of acting in your life, or you know, everything, go at your own pace. You don't have to compare yourself to all these people that are 21 and an actor, or 22 and all doing all these things. Go at your own pace. But please, please, and please, I beg you, get out of your comfort zone and do what you want to do, and don't be afraid to do it, okay? And when it comes to social settings, be yourself, be more yourself. Again, it's you can't please everybody. Like I said, just be yourself, do you. You don't have to be nice to these hoes. also, I'm just gonna say this because I'm very proud of who you are, who I am right now, and I'm gonna be very, and I know I'll be even prouder of who you become in the future. And I'm sure by 26 I've already done all these things, because I told myself that when I say something I will do it. So I know by 26 I have a car, I have a license, obviously I've done at least some bit of acting, I've done a little bit of modeling too. Go back to that modeling thing. Yeah, I know it's one of those things where it's like, whatever. But you started it, finish it, okay? Let's see how it goes, you know? Like, again, you have so many endless possibilities. You have so many things you can do. You should just take them and do it. I know it's not everything you do, but there are some things you are good at that you need to continue on. And I feel like modeling would be an interesting side project. Also, just you know you like coding, you know you like doing compute and stuff, so why don't you like take the time to actually do it in your free time? And also I hope to God you have a job, because you know for a fact the way you know yourself with the things you're going on with you, you know how important a job is, you know how important a job is. So have you treat your sister, because I know you've always wanted to treat your sister and treat your mother, obviously. Treat your dad. That sounds so bad. Listen to your dad. I know you and your dad sometimes. You said your dad's your closest, your best friend. So I don't know why you treat your dad like rubbish sometimes. I understand why. So you treat like your dad like rubbish sometimes. But at the end of the day, you're very lucky to at least have a dad that cares about you. So listen to your dad more. No matter, I know you're used to always arguing with him and everything. I know sometimes he doesn't really fully understand you, and he kind of underestimates you sometimes. But how would he know if you don't tell him? And I think you need to have more conversations with him, because you don't know how long you'll have with him. And I think one thing that's very important to know is that you matter what you believe, no matter how old you are, your dad has some wisdom, and you should value those opinion, no matter you think it's wrong or not. There are some things he does say are wrong, that's for sure, and there are some things you just don't know, and you have to understand that you don't know everything. And just because he's old doesn't mean he's wise, or he doesn't know any. But just because you're in a different, just because you're in Ireland, you're not in Africa, and just because the times have changed doesn't mean his knowledge is not valuable. There are some things he can teach you. So I think one of the things you need to learn is to listen to your dad more, and don't be so hesitant to learn from him. And one more thing, go to church. No, you go to church. You're good. Pray, read the Bible. Just do it, just once. Just. I'm not even asking you to do it every day. Just do it. And one more thing before I leave is that when someone does come into your life, don't be scared to let them in. Don't be scared to be like, I know how you feel about you have to do this before you get that, but what you don't, you know, just take risks. Okay, take risks. Okay, if someone decides to talk to you, or decide to talk to somebody, and you feel like something may go somewhere, don't be afraid to get your black queen or your whatever queen. I'm pretty sure it's gonna be black anyways, but who knows anyways. But don't be afraid to open yourself to somebody. And but then again, don't rush into things again, because you know what happened last time. Your heart can be broken. No matter, you'll always face heartbreaks, but you shouldn't let a heartbreak define you. And yeah, I think that's it. Whoever finds you, if you ever find them, that's the person for you. That's it. So yeah, that's it. So thanks for listening again. I think I'll try and make this more of a Saturday thing. Sunday upload. It depends, Saturday or Sunday upload. And yeah, I'm gonna try and be more personal with these podcasts, because these are, again, therapeutic for me. But I would definitely love a podcast with people, with friends that actually want to do it consistently, because I know my friends, I love doing podcasts with my friends, but I know that that's not really their scene. And I can only do it sometimes, and you know, so it's not always everyday pop, you know. Yeah, well, we'll see how things go. Oh, learn investments. I hope you learn how to do investments, and I hope you learned the importance of just taking time for yourself and just removing everything from yourself and doing it. So by 26, I hope everything I told you to do, you're doing them. Because if you're not doing them, you're in big trouble. Yeah, like, talk less of trying to, I don't even know what I'm trying to say, but basically, yeah. This has been I think this has been episode 6. I hope you enjoyed this type of format.